Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Wow! Yes. Happy Monday!
Well, okay.
It's not Monday?
It is, but like, it's going to be Wednesday when this comes out.
Okay, cut all that out. Wow, happy Tuesday.
What?
Were you Wednesday? Not listening to me? Sorry. Okay. Wow. I guess keep it all in. No, cut it all out. Wow, Sushia, happy Wednesday.
We don't have to lie either. You can just, hi, happy today.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
I'm so excited to be celebrating 4th of July here with you.
Hey, yes. I love America.
God bless her.
God bless her.
America is a woman, right?
And God is a woman.
And God is a woman. That's Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but like, isn't in like some songs America referenced as a woman?
Probably, I'm sure. Which, are you thinking about a specific song?
Yeah, but all I can think of is Our Country, 'Tis of Thee, with life, love, and liberty.
I mean, maybe Lady Liberty? Are you thinking about Lady?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the Statue of Liberty right smack dab in New York City's ocean.
In the ocean of New York.
I love swimming in the New York City ocean right up to Lady Liberty, just taking a break on her foot.
Probably a little squat right on that toe.
Yeah, just taking a break on the big toe, crawling to the pinky and diving back in.
Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
I have not. I lived in New York for 8 years, never did it.
Same. I passed by on the ferry, on the Staten Island ferry.
I've been on the ferry. But yeah, I guess I was like, that's enough for me.
Yeah. And you can like climb up to the head, right?
Oh, you can?
I thought so. Is that true? Can you climb up to the head?
I feel like I saw enough of that in X-Men 1. Where they have that fight in the Statue of Liberty.
Like on her crown?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't really need to go in.
I get it.
Unless Storm is there, I don't need it.
Whoa. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. It's 354 steps, equivalent to 20 stories, and recommended only for people in good physical health.
Whoa.
Imagine you died trying to climb in a statue.
I'm sure it's happened.
Okay, Kimmy, we gotta know.
We got another question.
Before 9/11, I believe you were able to walk up to the
torch.
Yes, and then they stopped it after 9/11.
I thought it was an ice cream cone for a very long time, but it's definitely a torch.
Oh my god!
But like, what did you think?
Did
you think there was a meaning behind it? Where it's like,
when I was little, I thought this green woman was holding a fucking ice cream cone to show everyone that you can have fun too. Wait,
let's America's a blast. We all eat ice cream here. But wait, but so you can't go to the torch, but
does look like a flame.
I guess the torch is so much higher than the head, but the head's still high too.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Why would it make a difference if you can go to the head versus the torch?
I just remember because my whole family's from Jersey, and I remember after 9/11, you just couldn't go to the torch anymore.
Mm.
Huh. I remember that too, actually. Yeah. I couldn't find anything about someone dying from exertion. There have been people who jumped off the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, my God.
But no, I didn't see anything from exertion, if that changes.
Whoa. That.
Dang. I mean, honestly, if I don't think... Okay, I would never kill myself in a public space.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to inconvenience anyone's day.
That'd be a real bummer.
You know?
There'd be like a whole group of third graders who'd see you die at the feet of the Statue of Liberty if you jumped.
Yeah, and they'd be like, well, that school trip wasn't fun. Can we never leave school again?
That'd be my one takeaway. That school trip wasn't fun. Wow, that could have been better, honestly. 4 stars.
Yeah, it lost a star because some lady jumped. Yeah, I think it's kind of rude to do it in a public place.
But what if you can't help it? What if you know, you got, you're on a time crunch?
Well, you're not on a time crunch if you're about to kill yourself.
Okay. So then, yeah, it's like, yeah, you would be knowingly doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would do it in a private place, mm-hmm. leave a couple notes and be like, okay, so this is what I've done. You can find me at this this longitude and latitude line. And
wow, you calculated
here's the
longitude
the thing. I don't want to do it publicly, but I'm not going to make it convenient for anyone to find me.
It'd be a scavenger hunt. Yep. Here's little clues.
Each clue you get, there's another clue. And everyone's like, this is taking too long.
Where is this body?
How is Nicole annoying us from beyond? Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun.
It'd be pretty on brand.
Oh, absolutely. It would be like 13 Reasons Why, but to find the body. Like, is she dead? Where is she? Are we going to find, are we actually going to find her at the 13th tape? Where is she?
And all of my tapes are like, wait,
wait, hold on.
So wait, okay, you, did this, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, go left.
Yeah, go left. Actually, I'm not too sure. Yeah, I'm going to take a nap real quick and then be back on tape two.
It's like a guided tour.
Mm-hmm. Man, I love 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah. But also hate it.
Yes, it's a real love-hate relationship. Mm-hmm. I think season four is going to be coming soon.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm pretty jazzed about that.
I mean, can't wait.
We know season three of You is coming.
All the goods.
I don't have a show right now. Do you have a show?
I don't.
I've
binged all of the last season of BoJack Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a dream about BoJack Horseman recently.
Were you part of the universe or were you you?
I was me, and I was talking to somebody who was not the creator, but maybe who inspired the show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was important to the show. And he had art on the wall that was from the show. And I remember being like, oh, it's so – I was trying to impress him with my BoJack knowledge. I was like, it's so funny that they use the actual art that you own in the show. And also, made it BoJack world. So, instead of a Matisse, it's something else. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
I had something in the dream. It was a Manatisse. That's what I said.
What's a Manatisse?
So, a Matisse is an artist. And then I was combining Manatee and Matisse.
Oh,
in my freaking dream.
Did you get red for it?
No, he was like, I like that. I was really crushing it with whoever this person was.
I can't remember what my dream was today, but I remember it being I remember being very lucid and being in it and talking to people in it, but not wanting to wake up because I think it was a good dream.
Yeah.
I think I was being loved.
Ooh. That's nice. Being loved.
That's nice. In my dreams, and I'm like, I don't want to wake up.
I want to stay.
Because I want to keep being loved.
I will say, since I started meditating, I've been falling asleep faster and more sound. And I can...
Honestly, I don't know how you can fall asleep faster. I have been mid-conversation with you and looked over and your mouth is open and those eyes are fluttering because they surely don't close.
Well, it is interesting because I'll fall asleep in the middle of the day, but at night I'll be up till 2-3 in the mm-hmm. morning. So now my body's it's 11 p.m. We should probably go shut down, and I'll fall asleep and stay asleep. Where usually I'll get up and be look at my phone or something, and then I'm dreaming and remembering my dreams.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, and I feel well rested. It's nice.
I've been trying really hard to sleep better at night. It's an uphill battle.
Yeah,
and I haven't really been doing shows in LA a lot. So in LA, I've been trying to go to sleep at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I went to sleep at midnight, which is pretty early for me.
Yeah.
But I've also been trying to keep my room clean, and that has been really helpful with sleeping.
Oh.
Don't know why.
Maybe because you're not looking at clutter and you're your brain is not so cluttered.
It feels really good to go to sleep in a clean room and then wake up in a clean room.
Oh, totally.
Also, clean sheets. They are.
That's the business.
Underrated. We got to change our sheets more.
I think I heard like a rule that I don't abide by that was like, you got to change your sheets like every 2 weeks or something. And I was like, well, never did that in my entire life.
Never did that in my adult life, but my mother changed my sheets once a week.
I don't remember how often my mother changed my sheets. I don't know.
My mom loved, she also loved folding a fitted sheet.
Really?
Isn't that nuts?
It frustrates most people.
Every other person I've ever met, they hate it. I personally hate it. It usually ends up in a weird ball in my closet. But my mother would iron them flat, like you got them from a store.
Whoa.
So when I started doing my laundry and I started washing my bed sheets, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Mine never are like this. Mm-hmm. And then she also would spritz her perfume in between the fitted sheet and then the like loose sheet.
Wow.
So like I would go to sleep smelling her.
Aw, that's really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Do you know what brand of perfume she had?
Obsession by Calvin Klein. Oh. I think they still make it. I have one bottle of hers left.
Yeah.
It sits on my little counter and it makes me happy. I don't use it because I think that might be bad.
Like sense memory?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to, like, spritz it on my sheets and then wake up and be like, Mama!
Yeah. But maybe you would have, like, nice dreams about her. Maybe you have more loving dreams.
Maybe. I had recently a person who knew my mother well tell me, he was like, do you remember what your mother looks like? And I was like, yes. I look, similar to her, one, so I see it in the mirror. And then I like to look at old pictures of her because I don't want to ever forget what she looks like. He's like, I'm starting to forget what she looks like. And I was like, I don't know if I'm the person you should tell this to.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to hear that.
Right?
What an interesting thing to say to your friend's kid.
Yeah. Not sure why it was said, but you know. You take them and you just go, great, I have therapy soon and I'll put that in my pocket and pull it out for Mary.
I guess maybe they thought it was going to be a shared experience, but like it's not a positive one though.
I go, yeah, me too. I'm forgetting my mother.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? What a wild coincidence that we're both forgetting
what
she looks like.
We're both forgetting this wonderful woman.
I really love that perfume thing. Do you know if that's something her mom did? Like, did she learn this somewhere, or she was just like, this is a fun thing I can do with my kids?
I think it was like a fun thing she could do with her kids. I think a lot of things that my mother did, I think my mom had ADD, and I think she was just like up at night being like, what's a fun thing I can do? I'll do this. Yeah, because it's time consuming to iron
sheets. Oh my God, yeah.
But like, I never understood why sheets were so bad. Like, I'd put my sheets on and be like, oh, they're so wrinkly. This sucks.
Because you're not ironing them.
And then, I was like, oh, she ironed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she folded it, it was like a perfect square like the other sheets?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was as if you bought them from the store, but that's how they were in the closet.
Wow.
And it was interesting. After she died, you could see the closet change.
Of course, yeah.
So, like, half of it would be stuff that she had done and folded, and then the other half would be, like, stuff that, like, me, my sister, my dad had folded. And I think we were like, we shouldn't touch it. It still looks really nice. Aww. But then, you know, eventually, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do spritz my own perfume in my sheets.
Oh, nice.
So I smell me.
That's
me. Me.
Yeah, I have some sort of, like, room spray that I put on the pillowcases, like a lavender or something or other.
Oh, okay.
It smells good.
Lavender's supposed to help you sleep.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're sleeping better. Thanks. I want to get there.
Yeah. I mean, meditation's what's helping me. But also, I think, I also because I'm meditating, I'm like looking at my devices less because I just don't get bored like that. Or I'm just like, I don't know. It'll feel like doing that. Also, this is like my sixth day, so like,
sure,
talk to me in 2 months, I probably stopped everything. But
I mean, but it's nice that you're trying. I think
I'm trying. Yeah,
I want to be on my phone less.
Yeah,
and more present in life.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you've heard me say this, that like I'm like, I need to tour less. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what's gonna have to happen, because when you're on the road, it is so hard to not be on your phone.
Yeah.
It's hard to just, because it's like, if I'm not on my phone, am I going to watch TV?
Yeah.
So then I'm just looking at another device. So if I'm not on my phone, I'm not watching TV. What am I doing? I did finish a book this weekend.
That's huge.
I was reading Kindred a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I never finished it because I lost it, but then borrowed a copy from a friend. And I was just like, oh, I'll bring it with me. And then on the plane, I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, well, instead of turning on my text messages, why don't I just start reading?
Yeah.
So then I was truly like, ooh, going through it. Yeah. And very much enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
It's a great book. It's fucked up and it's heavy, but like, yeah. It's great.
Are they making a movie about that? No.
I believe someone has the rights to it because I did look into the rights and they are somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Also on my flight, this woman had little bottles of Tabasco.
Was she putting them on things?
She was putting them in her Bloody Mary. And she had a fat ass. She was a curious looking woman. So she was like, okay, you know I'm bad at heights and depth perception, but yeah. I'm sure she was smaller than me because I had to look down on her. So be like 5'4", like nice large round titties and a very tiny waist. And then her butt was like the size of my butt. Whoa. But like her top was smaller than me. And then her, it moved in a way that it looked like she had taped ham hocks to herself. And she like sat down. I like wiped down my little area with, you know, some wet ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, thank you. And moved her stuff. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm cleaning her stuff too.
So oh.
I cleaned her area for her. And I don't know why I didn't just go, do you want one? But then she like moved forward. So then I cleaned her headrest. And then I was like, might as well do her TV. So then I did her TV.
This is insane.
I know.
You're so like bold and like forward in other areas of your life. And then sometimes you're like, I just carried this person to their car. I don't know. They asked me to do it. And I just did it.
Yep. Don't know why. But then after I was done, she rewarded me with hand sanitizer.
She rewarded you.
So I got some hand sanitizer and I was like, it was all worth it.
No, thank God.
And then she ordered a Bloody Mary and then she took out two of the tiniest bottles of Tabasco, like from hotel room service. Huh. And then she like added it a little to her Bloody Mary. And then she had two phones and then was on Instagram the whole flight. And I was like, I didn't know you could be on Instagram on a flight.
I didn't either.
But I guess if you pay for a Wi-Fi, you can.
But I feel like I've done that before in the... The internet service was still slow on Instagram.
Maybe she was okay with it being slow, but yeah. She literally, from Atlanta to LAX, was on Instagram every time I woke up. Scrolling. And then she had her other phone plugged in. And then we were deboarding the plane. And I, like, got all my stuff down. She was like, did you see my Tabasco? And I was like, what? She was like, my Tabasco fell. Do you see it? And I was like, oh. So then I hopped back over to my seat and started moving the cushions, looking for this woman's Tabasco.
This is insane.
I know.
Did she think that you, like, worked for the flight, but you happened to be sitting down?
Maybe. Maybe she was like, we need to get her back on her feet working. Also, where's your uniform? And I'm like, you forgot it?
Oh, good. My personal stewardess.
But I didn't find it, and she truly glared at me. And I was like, no, I really don't see it. She was like, okay. And then also, before we took off, I had my phone case upside down. It's getting real raggedy. It still says fuck. Skinny Dip, please make this phone case again. That's the company, Skinny Dip. I don't understand why you won't make it for me, Skinny Dip. So maybe if you say it enough, they'll do it.
Sure, yeah.
And it says fuck on it. And the flight attendant was like, oh, do you mind turning that over? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, it's, you know, you want to turn that over. And I was like, no, I like it. And she's like, well, I guess I'll try not to read it. And I was like, I guess you'll try? Okay.
Oh, interesting. I thought she was saying that because, like, kids might pass you by.
No, I think she was offended by it.
Oh, well, fuck her.
Yeah. And I was like, Delta's my airline, but I did not feel like a diamond diva on that that flight.
When I fly Delta, I'll be recognized for the diamond diva that I am.
But I did go to the lounge.
Oh,
You and Mateo have taught me.
I can't believe you haven't been taking advantage of the lounge this whole time.
No, I've been sitting at the gate like an idiot.
Like a big old idiot. They got food there,
they
drinks.
Do.
You like those things.
I love
food. A place to sit.
I love drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like there's not very many screaming kids in Atlanta. There wasn't nary one.
Ooh, nice.
And in Miami, there wasn't nary one.
Ooh, nice.
And I got to the Miami airport early because I had to drop off my Buick convertible. Mm. I picked the ugliest convertible. I think it's a Buick Cascade. I was really living my Golden Girls fantasy in it. Wore a wig while driving the convertible. Not a good idea.
So, like, super tangled by the time you stopped?
It was tangled, and I had to hold it down.
Okay, well.
Because I just put the clips in and didn't pin it down. So, like, you could see the wig lifting. It was messy.
Hmm. Yeah. Why didn't you just, like, put the top up or take the wig off? You were just like, I'm just going to hold this wig the rest of the way.
Yeah, and it was really hard for me. It was really hard to merge.
I'm sure.
Hair whipping in my blind spot. Yeah, I'm not, I don't, never occurred to me on this hour-long drive take my wig off or put the top up. And I'm really upset about it.
Well, it's okay. You were, you know, trying to live it up, have your hair whip around in the breeze.
No, it's fine.
You had a whole hour.
Yeah, full hour.
Figure out something.
And in traffic. And you could put the top up at like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
That's okay. You know, yes. you live and you learn.
I spent those 30 miles like patting it down and like getting it good again. And then I'd gas up to 80 and it would be for nothing. And then I had a banana clip and I tried to put that up. And then the little remnants that were like up and like the flip up were hitting me in the eye.
Oh my gosh. This is a whole thing.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really, really bad.
Well, how's the wig doing?
I went into the pool with it later, so she might be retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little, drunk, and we were getting in the pool, and I don't know why I didn't just take it off. Mm. I had a hat that I could have put on, and then my hair was washed. So I could have just had it out, but I just went in that pool with it.
Y'all. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. You got plenty others.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to retire one.
Yeah.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Are you gonna be okay?
I don't know. It's really exhausting being this person. I don't think.
No, you're doing great.
It's so hard.
It is hard. I also like, my man is just like you. And sometimes I'll make questionable decisions and be like, oh man. And he's like, he's so much better with organization than he was when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
And he will like, be like, man, I was awful. And be like, stop saying that. You weren't awful. It's okay. Because some people have to learn these skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just realized I've been doing, like, had this life coach for 4 years. And now, like, it's automatic for me to think in a very organized way. But, like, it wasn't when I started. So mm-hmm. I had to have someone tell me how to do stuff. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a learned skill. Some people are automatically great at being organized and being like, I know how to do this shit. Some people, it takes time.
I wish automatically I was like, oh, X, Y, and Z works for me. And yeah. Everybody agrees. And it's smart.
But you're getting better.
I am trying. I do make a conscious effort now to be like, oh, okay, this insane thing that I'm trying to do, maybe there's an easier way.
Yeah.
I was dating this dude, this is like years ago, and I was like, hey, I have a show. So do you want to hang out before the show? And then I go to the show, and then we hang out after the show? And he was like, or we can hang out before or after. Why do you want to break this up with the show? And I was like, I have no idea. It never occurred to me any other option.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. There was a lot of times with him where I would say something. He was like, why this way? And I'm like, I don't know. Also, I would give him very specific times to pick me up. I'd be like, pick me up at 5:47. He would pick me up at 5:47. I'd be like, I'm running late.
I'll be out in 5 minutes.
Yep. And he was like, why? Why this specific time?
It is fun.
So, yeah, right? See if you do it.
Yeah. It's like, there's a fun little test. Are you gonna pass?
I'm gonna do it.
I like that.
You know, you try to keep it fresh and fun.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working so hard on not being late, and it is a struggle.
Struggle?
Yep.
Same. I mean, I was late today.
But only by, I think, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's fine.
Thanks.
The only reason why I was on time is because I was on the great search for tiles.
Yeah.
And I went all around town looking for tiles, and I ended up at Home Depot, and they're like, we don't have that here. I was like, okay.
It's really hard. It's hard.
Being an adult is really hard.
Yeah. Are you guys good at being adults?
Yeah.
I would say sometimes. I pay all my bills. That's adult
huge.
Okay,
that and is on huge. Time.
Yeah.
That's
great.
A revelation. Mm-hmm. I pay my bills when they're like, we will shut your shit off, you bitch. And I'm like, why did you have to call me a bitch? Like, because you didn't pay, you stupid whore. And I'm like, hey, you don't know my sex life. Like, actually, we do.
Yeah. We all listen to your podcast.
Slut. And then I pay my bills. It's tough.
I'm middling. I don't have a credit card.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm also the person that will make you 5 days worth of meals when you have a baby. So I do like middle-aged things, maybe not adult things.
That's nice. But that's thoughtful.
That's really thoughtful.
I've been trying to be more thoughtful.
Yeah.
And like acknowledge that like, oh, I feel like I've done a lot. You haven't done anything. And then being like, wait, if we're doing something together, that means you have done something for me, maybe. And I should thank you for that. So I've been trying to be. Sometimes I ask you, I go, is this too much? Am I being too much? And you let me know answers.
Yeah, I think that's nice that you ask.
Trying.
Yeah.
Because I know him a lot.
I mean, no. You're just the right amount.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
You're real Goldilocks.
Yeah. Wait, is Goldilocks all right? No, the porridges are all right.
I guess it's like the I guess
I'm sorry, I'll take it. No, no, I'm Goldilocks.
You're not Goldilocks.
No, 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 I'm Goldilocks. I took it.
You're the I don't know, what is it, the middle bear? Is it or the littlest bear? The littlest bear was the one that she liked the most.
Oh, really?
Because the mama bear had too much, the papa bear had too much, and the little bear had something that was just right.
Oh. If you think about it, Goldilocks is a real entitled bitch. She walked into this bear's home.
She did.
And she was like, which bed is good for me? And then, not this one, not this one, this one.
And then she, like, spit in everyone's porridge.
Kind,
like,
yes.
She ate everyone's she porridge, ate used their spoons.
Yes.
And she's like, not that one. So now that porridge is ruined.
Yes.
This is a big
And she's
portion.
A stranger.
Yeah.
She is a stranger eating the porridge.
Honestly, that's white privilege.
It is, because Goldilocks is a white girl, isn't she?
Yeah, little blonde girl. Mm-hmm. Come out of people's faces being like, this is mine. This
That's
is mine.
White feminism. Walking into the brown bear's house. Demanding things.
I will take this and take ownership of it and not even acknowledge the work that you put into making this porridge or building these beds.
Wait, so this is wild. Do these bears come home and find Goldilocks in their shit?
I do think so, right?
Yeah.
And then what
and
happened?
Do they read her to filth?
I don't think they did. I think they were just kind of like, hey, cool. Or did they kick her out? What was the end of that?
I don't remember how it ends. Give me a sec.
Me either. Kimmy on the keys got it.
Oh, yes. She was asleep in the bed.
Oh yeah.
Okay, then, so the end is, just then, Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears. She screamed help, even though she was in their place, and she jumped up and she ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest, and she never returned to the home of the three bears.
That's it? What is the lesson that was supposed to be told with this?
I need to know what happened to the bears. These bears...
Well, they came home as she was sleeping, and they were like, someone's eating my porridge. Someone's been sitting in my chair.
Yes.
And someone's been sleeping in my bed.
Wait,
and
hold
here
on.
She is.
Hold on. Baby Bear said, someone's been sitting in my chair, and they've broken it all to pieces.
Aww.
This bitch broke this little ass bear's chair.
Damn.
And then she ran away. This is nuts. Goldilocks is she's a real bitch.
She's a villain.
She is a
she's
villain.
A villain
she's
story.
A terrorist. You can't. Okay, the moral of the story is
respect the privacy and property of others. But she didn't get her comeuppance.
No.
There was actually no punishment.
No.
She didn't respect anything, and then she got away with it.
And she didn't stop to be like, wait a minute, these bears cook. And her beds.
Yeah, she wasn't amazed by the fact that this home, in fact, belonged to a family of bears and not other humans.
Look at the picture.
This picture's very funny. Oh, these like scared bears. Yes. Like, someone's been eating my porridge. But also, what were they doing? Were they cooked a full meal
and
they walked away?
Maybe.
And left their doors unlocked.
Okay, here's what I think maybe happened.
Okay.
The bears, mama, papa, baby, mm-hmm. were sitting down for breakfast.
Sure.
And they're all dressed or whatever, and then they're about to sit down, and then Mama Bear gets a phone call from her friend Sally,
uh-huh.
and Sally was like, you gotta get over here! The baby's being born! Because Sally's daughter's having a baby who's Mama Bear's best friend.
Aww.
So then they're like, oh, we have to go! Because it's like a bear tradition to go watch a birth.
We all have to watch the birth.
So they like leave, they like bounce, they get into their bear mobile,
mm-hmm.
and they get to Sally's house, and they watch the birth. Mm-hmm. And it takes a minute because it wasn't like fully ready. And then Goldilocks was like bopping around the forest.
Wow.
And then she slipped into their shit.
So they witnessed the miracle of life and then came home to broken chairs.
Yes.
Empty bowls.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a post-birth meal.
They were.
And she ruined it.
She ruined it. They were going to slam that shit in the bear-a-wave. The microwave for bears.
Let me just heat this up real quick in the bear-a-wave. Damn. I hate Goldilocks.
I hate Goldilocks too. Can we see a picture of what Goldilocks is, the interpretation of Goldilocks?
What she would look like?
Mm-hmm.
I could have have sworn at the end of the story, the bears, she was like, I'm lost and I don't know what to do. And the bears are like, we'll help you.
Maybe that's one version of the story.
Yeah, but so Goldilocks is a white blonde woman.
She's just the whitest.
And she looks like a fucking menace to society.
So happy.
This one's in a wheelchair.
The bear's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I like, oh my God, so she broke the littlest bear's wheelchair? That makes the story worse. Like, I get inclusion, but that makes it worse.
I need this chair. Damn.
And it's so interesting that these brown bears just take it from Goldilocks. All of the pictures are them happy except for this one. The Walt Disney version, they're mad at her.
Wait, the lady you were sitting next to on the plane, was she blonde? Was she a blonde white woman?
She was Goldilocks and I'm the bear.
You're the bear.
I'm the bear.
She was like, where's my Tabasco?
And I was like, I don't know.
Clean my seat.
I got Goldilocks'd.
You got Goldilocks.
Fuck.
Damn.
And I fell for it.
Yeah.
I cleaned all of her stuff.
She's like, this seat's not clean enough. Now it's just right. Wow.
Oh my goodness. Goldilocks.
What an interesting... Like, who would have... The person who thought of that story, like, what were they trying to accomplish? How would you find her?
There are three versions.
Yeah, whoa. I was just reading that.
Yeah.
The original version, it's three bachelor bears living in a home together and an ill-behaved older woman.
Ill-behaved? I want to be an ill-behaved older woman.
Yes, I want that on my tombstone.
this older woman was ill-behaved. So, three bachelor bears were living together in a bachelor pad.
Then that explains why the porridge was left out. They're not cleaning up nothing.
This is old porridge.
Sloppy ass bitches. And they were like, yeah, let's tag team this girl down the block. And that's why they left the porridge. Bachelors, baby! I don't know what straight men do.
No, that's what they do. We gotta leave our doors unlocked to go tag team this girl real quick and then come back to our porridge.
Yeah, let's go tag team Brenda the Bear.
And then what's the other version?
There's a modern version where the three bears are looking for a lead singer for their rock band.
The second version.
Goldie rocks.
No, that was funny.
Goldie lots, more like Goldie rocks.
I don't think this is a valuable source, so go ahead, Kimmy.
No, the second version, they made it a little girl and three bachelor bears. And the third version, the most common one, is Mama Bear, Papa Bear, Little Bear, and Goldilocks.
They're like, we can't have her roaming around with three bachelor bears. She might get...
Well, no, they made it worse. The original was an older woman with the bachelor bears.
And they made it
a little girl with the bachelor bears.
Yeah, that's worse. It's like...
They're like, we didn't have to leave home to tag team anybody.
Oh, perfect. Nice little prepubescent puss right here. Already in my bed.
We don't even have to get her. Usually we attack women and bring them back.
She's ready to go. Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then it was a family. But did she like just run away in all the ends of those stories too?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old woman wakes up, jumps out the window, is never seen again.
She jumps out the window! Yo, I love this bitch. Honestly, they should not have changed the story. That's really funny. An old woman wanders in. She's like, I don't like none of this. And then sees bears and she's like, yo, I gotta fucking go! Jumps out a window.
This one says, according to the article, many classic fairy tales end with people being killed. Like in Goldilocks and the Three Bears, it says she runs away, but it's obvious they eat her.
Oh. But that is what would happen. If you were roaming around in a bear's home, they would eat you.
Unless it's a bear who wears clothes and is friendly and talks.
Yeah, if it's a civil bear. Civilized bears. Yeah. They won't just eat you. Yeah. They'll be like, hey, this is disrespectful to my space.
The Little Mermaid is a fairy tale where she dies at the end.
Ooh.
She, I think, falls on thorns in her eyes and is blinded and then becomes so sad she becomes one with the sea foam.
Damn.
And there's another one that Disney has done that is just a sad Grimm's fairy tale. Whoa. A lot of the Grimm's fairy tales are real sad.
Well, do you know, I didn't know this until doing the musical, but I had no idea that in Cinderella, the stepsisters get their eyes poked out by birds and they're blind.
Yes.
I had no
idea.
At
what part of the story?
I think towards the end,
yes,
right?
It's toward the end.
Because they get theirs for being so mean to Cindy.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, I guess good. they kind of got theirs because they got kicked out of the family, right? Like, she was like, peace, guys. I'm going to marry a prince and, like, leave you alone.
Yeah.
You don't get any of this money? Mm-hmm. And you're not getting free labor anymore?
Yeah, I'm gone, bitches.
But they only had their eyes poked out.
I'm trying to think of another one. There's, like, a lot that are fucked up. I think Rumpelstiltskin is a fucked up one.
Mm. Is that where you say his name three times?
No. I think that's Slender Man.
Well, yeah, but I think there's you're not wrong, but I think that's also probably you say his name or something.
Little Red Riding Hood was a lot darker, I think, as well. It was to warn children about rape, basically.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
Did she get eaten by the wolf? No, the grandma got eaten by the wolf.
No, the wolf. Yes, the grandma got eaten by the wolf, and then the wolf was wearing grandma's clothes, and she was like, grandma? And she was like, yeah. And she's like, you're not grandma. And you're like, no, I am. Come on.
And then a hunter came?
I think so.
And sliced up the wolf, maybe?
Yeah.
I believe she gets eaten and finds her grandma in the stomach, and they cut their way out.
Whoa.
I fully remember. There is a hunter
involved. Oh, yeah. There's like a picture of the little girl in bed with this wolf in grandma's clothes. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, my goodness. These fairy tales.
Interesting. Yeah.
Are fucked up.
Yeah. Why can't they just be like, hey, just be careful out there.
Yeah, you know? Be careful with adults.
Don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
And so they made this crazy story.
And then a kid goes, yeah, I won't talk to a fucking wolf.
Yeah, it's like, you're not fully getting the lesson. Mm-hmm. It's like, I obviously won't talk to a wolf. Like, well, the wolf's not a wolf. The wolf's like an adult. And the adult's lying to you. That's why he's just like your grandma. Do you get it? No, I'm too confused now.
But yeah, the Brothers Grimm, they did a lot. They were pretty fucked up.
The Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. That was like, some bitch was like, get in my oven.
Now they're making a movie called Gretel and Hansel.
Yes.
Gretel's taking the steering wheel.
Hell yeah, she's taking the lead.
I guess.
She says, we won't get in the oven. Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't Hansel and Gretel where, like, these kids literally eat breadcrumbs from the fucking floor that lead them to an old bitch's house? That old bitch goes, get in my fucking oven. And these dumbasses said, is there more food in there?
Yeah.
Let's get up in. And then she cooks them up?
Yeah, I think so.
My God. I'd be so mad.
If someone cooked me up, I'd be so mad.
I would. Like, someone slammed the oven door on me and was like, bye, bitch. I would be like, honestly, I guess I'd be like, I deserve this. I got into an oven.
I should have seen the clues. There were strange breadcrumbs on the ground. I was eating them. I have food at home. I should have just turned around and gone home. What was I thinking? And I went to this woman's home. I don't know who she is. She told me to get into a pot. And I said, yes. It's my fault.
Wow.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little, like, finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's the woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what what it means to be Black today. Told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, on that note, should we dive into some voicemails and or emails?
Yeah, let's get some advice that's not so grim. Let's see, I get a voicemail.
What?
I got it late. Let's get into something that's not just got so that? Grim.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's tough in these streets.
I wonder if those were their... That's their real last name, or that they renamed themselves the Brothers Grimm.
Keenan and the Keys, we got to know before we dive into something less grim.
I think it was their last name, the Brothers Grimm. Oh, wait, maybe not. They got renamed. Yeah. Jacob Ludwig Karl and Wilhelm Karl. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And then people were like, your stories are real
grim.
Up.
This is grim.
And they're like, we like that.
Yes, we are. We're grim. You can call me Jacob Grimm.
And I'm Karl Grimm. Or whatever the, Jason Grimm?
Jason Grimm.
Jason also seems like a very modern name for an old-timey person. Okay, here's a voicemail.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Hi, Jordan. Hi, Kimmy on the Keys. A few weeks ago, I had a friend that I met through work who, after ghosting me for a month, I was like, hey, haven't heard from you. Just want to see how you're doing. And she said that she's going through a lot of personal things and needed distance in our dynamic because I was draining. And the reason she wasn't talking to me or telling me why she was ignoring me, or she thought it was easier just to ignore me instead of tell me what was going on. And it's been about a month since I've talked to her, and I want to give her space from the dynamic because it was draining her, but I also miss my friends, and I was wondering what you guys think. Maybe is there something I could do to like help fix our relationship, or should I just continue to give her space and let things happen at its natural pace? Thanks so much. Big fan of the podcast, and I hope to hear from you guys soon.
Dang, that sucks.
That does suck. Ugh. I hate hearing that.
Me too. Especially as a person who's a lot, like that would really, and I'm very sensitive. So if someone said, I'm not speaking to you because you're draining me, oh, yeah. I would be devastated.
But a lot of times, well, I have no idea what the full situation is, but like sometimes if someone really is going through something on their own, they're not fully aware of what they're saying. Because in her mind, you being draining could mean something else. It could mean like I personally don't have the energy to entertain you or hang out with you or whatever the thing is, and not necessarily like you are draining. Even though she said the words you are draining, that maybe she didn't actually mean that, or she did mean it, and that is unfortunate. And that's nice of you to give her space. That is what she needs clearly. But if you really want to keep hanging out with her or repair the friendship, she's the person to ask what you can do.
Yes. I think reaching out would be helpful.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, I understand that you've said that I'm draining and you need to distance yourself from me. But I am here for you if you need anything, and I'm going to give you space. So when you're ready to reach out, I'm here. Yeah. Because then that puts the ball in their court, and then you've said your piece, and there isn't anything really you can do to change someone's mind.
Yeah. I think that's totally reasonable to be like, I want to respect what you said and what you need to get through whatever you're getting through right now, but I would like to hang out with you still. So if there's anything I can do to make that happen or make that easier for you, let me know. And if not, best of luck, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's all you can do. But yeah, I guess I think also if I was a person who was, I don't know what she's going through, but it is nice to sometimes hear from somebody like, I'm here for you, even mm-hmm. though you don't want me around. Not in like a pestering way, not like a like no, invasive yeah. way, but if it's like, look, I respect what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If you need me, I'm here. And that could, and she might come back to you months from now, but yeah. Just knowing that you are there might help her in the future.
Yeah. That's, that one's tough, but yeah. I think we did it.
I hope so.
I would like an update.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, in a couple weeks or months, let us know.
Yeah. Also, like, even if this person doesn't come back into your life, you saying, you putting it out there that you're open to hearing what she needs for this friendship to continue might just help you as a person, too.
Yeah.
Like, if she's like, oh, here's, let me expound on what I was saying, other than just saying you're draining.
Mm-hmm.
Here are specifics. Maybe that can help you be like, oh, maybe I was being a little too much in this regard mm-hmm. or whatever. But also and then there's another part of my brain that's like, also, that's not your responsibility.
Yeah, so, that's why it's a tough one, methinks.
Yeah. I don't know. If you really feel like this friendship is worth it and you really miss it, then investigate. But also, it is okay for things to fizzle out.
Yes, which is a thing I'm trying to learn and embrace.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people need to learn and embrace that like some friendships, some relationships aren't meant to last forever.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You can have had a good time for a little bit and then move on.
Yeah. I've had friendships where we were really close for a minute and then like maybe both of us or I realized like our dynamic's not necessarily healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to take a step back and be like, you know, I don't want this anymore. And, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully communication can help that. But if not, distance is also great.
Yes.
And because people change and they grow and they don't need the same things they needed when they first met you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. Okay. This is a text. Ooh, we're in the future. Hi, ladies. I don't have a question. I just wanted to gush over how I appreciate your humor and podcast. It truly has made me cry, laugh when it was most needed. After my dad's recent passing on December 4th, that was the end of the sentence. I was like, after my dad's passing on December 4th, my dad truly was my best friend, and we have the same sense of humor, and we'll always have each other dying of laughter on the phone or hanging out in his store. He would have loved your ladies' hilarious podcast. You both have helped me keep smiling during the days I'm working. Keep at it. You both rock.
Aw. That's nice.
It's very nice.
I'm glad that when people, it makes me feel good when people are like, your comedy has helped me through like a time where I was very sad
yeah.
because, comedy helped me through times where I was sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Same. Yeah, it's very nice. I'm glad that people can get joy from this. It's
yeah. really nice. Because I'm joyful doing it.
Yeah, I experience a lot of joy doing it, too.
We are aliens who just came to the planet Earth. I experience joy doing this, too.
This is a joyful experience.
Joyful.
I have good joy when I do this.
I have good joy. Let's do one more.
Let's do one more.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. Oh, I love the show. My question is about, say, you're a friend. You started dating. You break up amicably. And now a few years have passed. You've grown closer as friends again. Can you / is there a good way to be like, hey, what do you think of our relationship? How good was I at sex? You know, the usual questions I don't know, assume people ask. Is it a good idea to ask at all? Okay. Thanks so much. I love your show. Okay. Goodbye.
I mean, what an awesome opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I'm not friends with any of my exes, so I if I was, I think that'd be such a luxury to be able like, hey, what did you think mm-hmm. of me? Like, fill out the survey. Let me know your thoughts. 'Cause they have a perspective that no one else has.
Yes.
And if you're close to them, then they can be honest. And I don't know. I think that'd be cool to ask.
I will say, sexually, you know if you're good, I think. Right? Don't people tell you you're good?
Yeah, but not everyone's telling the truth.
Oh. But can't you see it on their faces?
Not everyone's telling the truth.
On their faces?
Truly. You don't always know.
Am I not good in bed? I thought I was.
You probably are. It's just like, you don't, not everyone's going to give you a super honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nice to be close to someone who has had the experience of dating you and sleeping with you to be like, you don't have to have any hangups about it because we're not dating and we probably won't in the future. So like, let me know. What do you think? I guess like the only risk is like they might say something you don't like want to hear.
You're too toothy.
You're too. I mean, but also,
yeah,
but that's great to know.
Cover them teeth.
Yeah. I don't know. I say ask. And if that person's like, oh, that's weird for me, then they'll let you know.
Okay, goodbye. We don't have to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would ask.
Yeah. Because why not? But yeah, that might help you with future dating experiences or future sexual experiences.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, maybe they'll ask and you can be like, yeah, I fucking hated that time you did this thing.
Yeah, make sure you scream at them and point. Get real angry.
Feel real bad. Yeah, that's a cool idea, I think.
Yeah, why not?
Try it.
Yeah.
So hopefully it works out.
You want to send us an email? You can send it to nicoleandsasha@gmail.com. Or if you want to text us or call us, 424-645-7003.
And we have merchandise at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And that's it. That's been another episode of this one.
And it was just right.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi there, this is Mary Holland. You may know me from Happiest Season, or Veep, or the woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window. Or you may know me as Janice Cramps. Huh? I want to wish Comedy Bang Bang a happy 15th anniversary. Wow, 15 years old. Comedy Bang Bang is about to get its driver's permit. I'm so excited for it. And I'm, you know, really grateful because Comedy Bang Bang has brought me so much joy as a listener and a performer. And I'm just very grateful for this community that we have in Comedy Bang Bang. You can hear me and a lot of other very funny people on Comedy Bang Bang wherever you get your podcasts. So what are you waiting for? Tune in.